Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the book of Galatians until the end of September, one of my most favorite letters of Paul, and so I'm excited just to experience it alongside you. We're in Galatians 1, verses 6 through 10 in the NIRV, New International Reader's Version, and this is what it says. I am amazed. You are so quickly deserting the one who chose you. He chose you to live in the grace that Christ has provided. You are turning to a different good news. What you are accepting is really not the good news at all. It seems that some people have gotten you all mixed up. They are trying to twist the good news about Christ. But suppose even we should preach a different good news. Suppose even an angel from heaven should preach it. Suppose it is different from the good news we gave you, then let anyone who does that be cursed by God. I have already said it. Now I will say it again. Suppose someone preaches a good news that is different from what you accepted. That person should be cursed by God. Am I now trying to get people to think well of me? Or do I want God to think well of me? Am I trying to please people? If I were, I would not be serving Christ. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this passage and thank you for the wisdom that's within it. I know a little bit more about the background here, so I know I can pray a little bit more deeply about this, that the Galatians had turned more toward a gospel of works than a gospel of grace. And whenever we add gospel plus something, we have ruined the gospel. So if I say, well, you have to have the gospel and be circumcised, or you have to have the gospel and you've got to do these 12 things, or here's the gospel, but you also have to do this, then it's not really the gospel anymore. When we've added to it, we actually take away from the glory of the gospel. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to see where we have been trying to add to adding regulations and things on top of it that take away from the majesty and glory that is the gospel. Lord, you have given us grace. It is by grace by which we are stand, not by ourselves. It is a gift of God, lest no man, no woman should boast. We have not been saved by what we have done. It's impossible. It's impossible to be saved. We can never do enough good works, and our sin always hits us in the middle of the eyes and knocks us out. No way are we going to be able to be right with you. The only way to be right with you is through the cross of Jesus Christ. And so we're so thankful for the grace that the cross has inaugurated. And we're so grateful that right now we can be clean. And I'm just thankful for this moment, Lord. I pray for my friend listening who feels far from you, and I just thank you that right now in this moment, they can confess their sins to you and they will experience the most beautiful forgiveness, and they will experience what it means to be pardoned, to be justified, to have your goodness imparted into us because of what Jesus has done. Lord, this is good news. This is the good news of the gospel, not by ourselves, but by you and by your work. If there's something that we could do, then it nullifies the power of the cross. The cross has said it all. The cross is everything, and it is the entryway into the kingdom. And we did nothing to make it happen. We did not die on that cross. Although, Lord, you say later, we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not us, but Christ lives in us. And the life that we live now, we live by faith in the Son of God who gave his life for us. And so, Lord, in light of that cross, help us to be crucified alongside you, to die to the sin nature and to walk forward in newness of life with purpose. Lord, I pray for the person who feels purposeless today. And I pray just with everything inside me that you would give them new purpose. And Lord, I thank you so much about Paul not being a people pleaser, because boy, am I. He says, am I now trying to get people to think well of me, or do I want God to think well of me? Am I trying to please people? If I were, I would not be serving Christ. So, wow. I'm convicted by that right now. And so, Lord, please forgive me for trying to win the favor of others by pleasing people. Instead, Lord, help us all to want to only please you. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. This month, Pray Every Day has been brought to you by Michelle Niedert and CommunityCounselingAssociates.com, as well as the book that she's written, Loved and Cherished, along with Lynn Cowell. And I'm just so grateful that I have a chance to highlight her and what she's been doing with folks over the past 20 years. Yeah, 20 years. She does a lot of things with parents and family. She does reunification therapy, divorce coaching, parent coordination, family conflict. She does couples counseling, sex therapy. She works with people that have ADHD, whether they're adolescents or adults. She does a lot with adolescent girls dealing with depression, anxiety, self-harm, eating disorders, and addiction. And she has walked alongside widows experiencing traumatic loss of a spouse and also postpartum depression. You can find out more at CommunityCounselingAssociates.com. They do distance connections, so you can don't have to be in the Dallas area for that. And their phone number is 214-509-6888 for the counselor on call. Again, thank you, Michelle Niedert of Community Counseling Associates, for sponsoring this podcast. You are a blessing. And thanks to all of you who have been listening. I am so grateful for you. And you do have a life worth living, and you are worth loving, friend.